Hobby Lobby and I share the same passions, which are painting models and stealing the antiquities of ancient Babylonia.
the fucking Nicolas Cage of the Fertile Crescent, and selling patterned ribbons, 2 for $1.
All I really want to do is make this model train set's grass look extra realistic, and also hoist the crest of Hammurabi from his chest inside his tomb.
I'm just trying to, like, I have this little rip in my vest, and I just want to sew it up. But also, I want to see the original Gilgamesh on the way.
Turns out Moon Knight loves macrame.
Listen, I don't believe in pornography, and that is because I'm an evangelical Christian. That is also why I've spent $83 million trying to purchase this cuneiform pornography slab.
Yeah, this naked vestige of it's from a queen 30,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. I just set it up next to, like, the Disney princess balloons in my Hobby Lobby.
Most people believe that Enkidu, plowing the actual path of the Euphrates with his gigantic dick, is a metaphor. I don't. I see the truth. I see the truth of Gilgamesh as literal.
I think Enkidu and Kendrick Lamar, they both have a verse about fucking the world.
That's the handshake meme, right? Kendrick Lamar, Enkidu, fucking the world.
Fucking the world for 72,000 years.
Yeah, listen, you made your girl pop 8 times in a night. Enkidu made the Euphrates.
We are not the same.
We're not the same.
And that is why we are enshrined at a Hobby Lobby near you.
And that is why I started a reasonably priced hobby store.
I'll tell you what, you know what my hobby is plowing Mother Earth.
All in the name of the Lord. All in the name of the Lord. That's why I sell the mountain Lord, foam and wire.
But Lord, you got to be clear, because we could be talking about Marduk. Yeah.
You know, he got a lot of different names, Jesus.
I think Marduk's influence can be found in the Hebrew Bible, but I don't believe the Hobby Lobby Corporation would agree with me on that. Nevertheless, they are doing a fantastic job of keeping Marduk's legacy alive.
Just a 7-year-old somewhere in rural Oklahoma in church praying, Jesus, tell me what you want me to do with my life. And he's like, I want you to sell ugly craft shit so you can steal treasures of the ancient. And he's like, yes, Lord, I see your vision.
I hear you, Marduk.
You must liberate me. Liberate my treasures.
We've turned Hobby Lobby's founder into some cross of, like, Moon Knight and Indiana Jones.
There's so many, like, shitty religious Indiana Joneses who are like, I'm gonna go find Noah's Ark. I'm the guy who's gonna do it. like that is the lineage of Hobby Lobby. Like, that is how they got this idea. There's already this entire industry of guys who are like, I'm gonna be the one who's gonna find the rock Jesus bled on and the blood's still there.
I love that there is also, that's a telltale sign of something. Like, my uncle was a guy who would come in and go, hey, you know, they found it. Like, he just, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, this guy's cracked. Absolutely cracked. Like, my uncle would walk in and go, hey, you know Mount Ararat? That's where the Ark is.
Mm-hmm. It's in Turkey. But you know who won't let him go? Go find it? The government.
That's right. Which government?
Turkey.
The government.
The Turkey government. You see, Turkey's trying to join the UN. What's that tell you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Obama.
Obama, the European Turk.
Obama, the EU, the Turkish government, and my wife's boyfriend.
Add them up.
In it together.
Add them up and you get 666. I had a book when I was a kid that was like, it was like all the reasons Noah's Ark was real. And then on the last page, it's like, look at this hill in Turkey. See that? Mm-hmm. They won't let us go look and see what that object is, but I bet that's it. And you're supposed to be like, I'm going to be the one. I'm going to be the one who's going to climb up that mountain illegally and get sniped just to look at a fucking rock.
You're the Turkish government. You have 5,000 problems. And the 5,001st is some jackass who's like, hey, I want to go find an ancient, possibly fictional boat.
Hey, I heard you got Boat Area 51. Let me see it.
Ancient Boat Area 51. How do you find it? There'll be exactly two animal skeletons. Everything. What I'd like to do is take 100 Americans and just go dig up a mountain. In your country, the Turkish government's like
they don't do 100. It's one guy at a time.
It's the guy with the shovel.
The most famous of these dudes, Ron from Indiana.
Yeah, is that literally? No, wait. That is literally his name. He's Ron from.
Wait,
Indiana.
Wait. His name's Ron. I forget which state he's from, but yeah. But yeah, he just traipsed all around the Middle East, just pointing at shit and saying, "Oh yeah, that's in the Bible. Yep, that's in the Bible. That's in the Bible."
Is he just going around, like, Wikipediaing the Middle East, right? Like, Jerusalem, yep, definitely here. Here, source found. Found.
Yeah, I mean, this man's just playing fucking Pokemon Snap all throughout the Middle East and just deciding that he has found things. And not a professional archaeologist. I forget what his job was. I think he was, like, a real estate. No, he's a dentist, I believe.
No, yeah. They got too much money. Yeah. If you want to do, if you just want to do, like.
Ron, the man's name was Ron Wyatt. Mm-hmm. I apologize to the state of Indiana because he was from Madison, Tennessee.
So two things. One, the Wikipedia page just searches for Noah's Ark, not the Noah's Ark page. It searches for Noah's Ark is exceptionally long and includes an astronaut. Like, this is very complicated. But my big question is always like, okay, you go find Noah's Ark. Then what?
The checkmate, atheists.
Checkmate. Yeah.
Here's my favorite part. Yeah. Oh, we have proved the Bible. We have proved Jesus. We've proved the resurrection. No, the fuck you haven't. You've proved Gilgamesh. They wrote that shit first.
If all you have to do to prove the existence of God is find an old boat with dead animals on it, like, just go to Key West.
Florida.
That's right. The blessings abound all throughout the great state of Florida.
Yeah, this one's got two dead cats. I think this is Noah's skiff.
Listen, man, I can go down. I can go down to Plaquemine Parish, and I can find a John boat loaded with all kinds of dead animals this morning.
All kinds of weird shit happened here.
Two of every kind. Yeah,
and I got tags for all of them. It's legal.
The Lord and the state of Louisiana Fish and Wildlife said it was cool.
Behold Noah's outboard engine.
Dude, if they find Noah's Ark and it's got a badass set of twin Evan roots on it, yes.
I think in this version, Noah gets drunk before he leaves the boat.
Yeah, that's
right. No, man. Your boat is stressful.
All of it.
Drunk during construction of the boat.
Yeah. This cruising beer, they're like, woo, dad was drunk. And you're like, listen, one hour, they put 12 in a pack for a reason. Okay. That's one for every hour of the working day.
The most boat owner thing about Noah is that he only goes for one boat ride. He only does it once. Then he's like, nope, that's it. That's all the boat I need.
No. I don't ever want to look at this fucking thing ever again. I'm going to black out in a cave and never think about that shit ever again.
Mm-hmm. You take Noah to Bass Pro Shops and he goes, oh, you know, 72-month financing, that's where they get you.
You're going to love it for about a month.
Yep. About a month.
Yep.
Then your sons are just going to start laughing at you when you get drunk and naked on it. Just like a real boat owner.
The real way to curse Ham would have been to be like, well, you get the boat now. You're responsible for the boat.
I like this. Let's. I think we can find a way that this is not canon.
Yeah, sure.
I like this. Let's go with this. The curse of Ham was boat ownership.
The curse of boat inheritance.
So let's see. The Ham's lineage includes the Canaanites, I believe the Philistines. The Philistines did come by way of the Mediterranean. There you go.
See, my wife's boyfriend, Steve, the Philistines, the NWO, Philistine. The UN.
The NWO, both the wrestling group and the New World Order itself.
You think Scott Hall just died from pills, alcohol, and a lifetime of chemical abuse?
He'll be back once Scott Hall resurrects. That is that happens 3.5 years after the rapture. Razor
the
Ramon
show?
Returns.
Are we doing the show?
I guess we'll just say welcome at some point.
Okay, sure. Right.
And Jesus said, "Too sweet."
You know who wants you in his wolf pack? Jesus. You think you're an outsider? You think you're the only outsider? Mm-mm, you're in a tag team. It was then that I tagged in.
Gonna Swanton bomb you into
what
salvation,
is Scott Hall's
son.
Finisher? Scott Hall's finisher. It's a crucifix slam.
Yeah.
See the sign. We're gonna find that damn arc. The signs are coming together.
There were only two sets of footprints because Jesus was up on the turnbuckle.
Because Jesus was not the legal man. Yeah. Because he was fully legal man and fully legal God. You just got to say that, or a Catholic will kill you.
I mean, this is
year 900 will kill you.
This is old WWF canon: the Father, the Son, and George the Animal Steel with a folding chair. To the Shutdown Full Cast. You are listening live to the internet's only college football podcast, sometimes with an extended intro about Babylonian artifact theft, Hobby Lobby, and finding Noah's Ark with a full rack of four badass Evan Roots behind it. I am Spencer Hall. Today, Holly Anderson is out. I am still joined, as always, by Jason Kirk. Say hello, Jason.
Hi. Hello. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I just got through discussing how you can take one little kid from Oklahoma and turn him into evangelical Indiana Jones through the power of selling craft material. So I feel really, really good. Also joining me is Ryan Nanny. Ryan Nanny, how was the Music City this morning?
Hot. It's fine.
Yeah.
That's right. Nashville. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's hot.
We're not getting a World Cup game. That's the one thing I can report.
I don't but know. Neither is the nation's capital.
Yes! Yes! In a stunning and pleasing turn of events, I don't know if you saw this video, but in announcing the cities of the World Cup for 2026, FIFA skipped over Washington, D.C., who had a crowd waiting, okay? Who had a crowd waiting on pins and needles for the final city. And when they dropped it, there's this bar full of people in D.C., and they look exactly like you think a bunch of people in D.C. would look. And they're all sitting there going, come on, come on, give D.C. one. And they go, so yes, one more thing, the city that never sleeps, New York! New York gets a game!
I really wish they had saved, like, the list makes sense. Toronto and Vancouver, three in Mexico. Mexico should have more than Canada, totally fair. You know, and Miami, two in Texas, two in California, blah, blah, blah. It all makes sense. I wish they had saved for very last, the city that never sleeps, Kansas City! Like, KC deserves it too. They got a big field, and like they're Sporting KC, their games, they got a lot of people at their games. Oh, they're doing an Arrowhead. Shit, of course, I guess of course they are. But still, I wish they had saved it for last. Sorry, DC, you are not Kansas City.
The cities that got one, of course, Atlanta got one because it's a better city than Washington DC. Miami got one because it's a better city than Washington DC, even though it's going to be underwater in 30 years. Dallas,
same with Houston.
Yeah, Houston got one. Yeah,
I unlike think Houston is already under like sweat water.
Yeah, it's under like swampy bayou water at the moment. And another city that, by the way, they said Dallas. Dallas really didn't get a World Cup game. Arlington got a World Cup game. Okay.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Suburban suburban hair splitting will be in full effect.
Jerry World got it, right? Because Jerry was like, whoo, what's the biggest sports dick in the world? That's right, the World Cup. I'm going to have it.
In that case, the city that never sleeps is East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Or the hey, the World Cup just wanted a little bit of the excellence of the Giants, okay? Just a little bit of that Bill Parcells cred. Just soaking it up, baby. All of these places, even these places adjacent to cities. Boston got one! Boston! The one that The Onion has a headline that's like, city uproariously plays like 1,000th day in a row of, let's imagine we're in a big city. Yeah, that's who got one instead of DC. And what was DC's response in the mentions on the timeline? Well, we shouldn't have partnered with Baltimore. Don't play Baltimore!
Blame Baltimore for this? Why do you... you're the nation's capital and you couldn't get it done on your own in the first place?
That's right. That's right. Why did you need your eccentric brother Baltimore as part of the package? Don't blame Baltimore. Baltimore, unlike you, tells no lies about what it is. What is it? It's a place where people spend winters drinking indoors. That's what Baltimore is. That's good for
Boston.
Y'all.
That's Boston too, though, isn't it?
Yeah, they already got one of those. So.
Yeah.
Philadelphia is the place where people should be drinking indoors in the winter.
Yeah, should be. Instead, they're outside at Eagles games, getting into fights with Teamsters. What a beautiful place. Anyway, just thrilled and pleased that happened. Also joining us, as always, producer Michael Servert. From times, he'll just chime in like the voice of cheer wine scented God just flying in from North Carolina. So
now that sounds like a Hobby Lobby.
Can we go back a little bit to talk about the other cities? Like, it's really stark when you look at who Washington got lumped in with on the other cities that didn't get a World Cup match.
Mm-hmm.
Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
Cincinnati. Nashville, which we've already covered. Denver, which I think actually would have been a good pick. And Edmonton. Like,
Jesus.
Fuck Washington. How did you? Oh, man.
How did you? I can tell you how did you. One, you constantly lie in bed with Dan Snyder. That's it. You have lain down with Dan Snyder and gotten up with fleas. That is what happened.
Laid down with Dan Snyder because you tore your ACL on his terrible field.
That's right.
The world's greatest athletes. We do not need to see them rolling around on the same field as the, I forget what their name is, the Commanders. Sorry.
Well, also, if you're a Washington sports fan, why are you surprised that you turned on the TV and, like, some non-Washingtonian was like, no, we don't choose you. We don't like you and we don't like, that's your whole experience.
But we have monuments.
So what? So does Kansas City.
It's true. So does Dallas. It's called Whataburger.
Surely an Andy Reid statue.
Yeah. So does Houston. Houston has monuments. Again, it's called Whataburger. places of national import. That's correct. Los Angeles has both Fatburger and In-N-Out. Okay? Both culturally more important than anything in Washington, D.C. So, really, I mean, I know I am a partisan in the anti-DC movement, but like, where they were going to have the games out in, they were suggesting, Baltimore's field is what they were going to use, which is why they're blaming it. But they couldn't even suggest it because they play in a fictional town, Raljohn, Maryland.
Well, and like, RFK is still there. Like, it's important to remember that the hulking, rusting behemoth that was RFK is still there.
Like, no one has the
it's all yes, it's all like it's kind of like what was the Silver Dome was like this for a long, but the Silver Dome, at least for years, they were like, I don't know, we'll do BMX races in here or we'll fly drones around or some shit. RFK is just like, don't come in unless you want tetanus real bad.
So I clicked on a photo of RFK, and I was like, holy shit, that looks abandoned. And then I realized this photo's from 1988. imagine what it looks like now.
But like, Washington, you had – how long has it been since anybody's – since they've used RFK? It's been, like, I want to say a decade. Maybe not quite. But it's like, you had time to figure this shit out. How are you shocked?
They've had plenty of time. The city of Atlanta's built and demolished like two of our major arenas in the past 10 years. Get that shit out of here.
Our shit moves.
The Mets have a new stadium. If the Mets can figure out how to go from Shea Stadium to a new stadium, how can all of Washington not figure it out?
The strayest of cats. The like mangiest of street dogs, the New York Mets found themselves a brand new doghouse. Get it together!
It looks like RFK hasn't been used in 6 years.
Okay. Yeah, like that's a lot of time.
I just need to get back in the gym. I needed to take some time off. My shoulders are sore. My knees were RFK. RFK's last like fitness thing done was like Taibo.
Meanwhile, it still bears the man's goddamn name on it. What a legacy to leave to Robert Kennedy. Hey, sorry you got assassinated. Here's a defunct stadium that will bear your name for ?
What do we remember? You cheated on your wife a lot and you had a terrible stadium.
A stadium that like is so bad that the Washington football team's current stadium is an upgrade.
Yes.
Universally regarded worst NFL stadium.
Reviled. Reviled.
Yes.
The ACL, like the stadium that feeds on ACLs and had a very public bleacher collapse last year where a bunch of fans nearly fell into Jalen Hurts as he left the field after a victory, by the way, against the Washington team. Whole thing held together with zip ties.
The most Washington thing about RFK is that I'm looking at this now. In 2019, the city announced that they were going to demolish the stadium, and they still haven't started that yet. Like, they didn't hire anybody until they're expecting it to begin in 2022. Like, just tear the shit down.
Over my dead body.
The ghost comes back.
No, they just want to tear it down, and it takes years of red tape just to fucking knock the thing over.
It sounds like DC. Here in Georgia, where there are no laws, we just blow shit up.
Yes, that's right.
That's right. One guy comes in and says, I will write 30% of the money, and the rest will come from... And then we do it. We just tear that shit down.
How have you not basically said, like, hey, Marvel, we'll give you a stadium to blow up. You just have to promise to blow it up. But even Marvel's like, yeah, RFK's janky. We're not using that. Looks like shit.
We'd have to put computers around it.
Talk to DC.
Say it's a throwback to the 70s. Like Dr. Doom's origin story is set in 1972.
He was a great player, but he tore his ACL at FedEx. And then he's like, I'm going to submit myself to solar radiation.
Give it to DC. Even Zack Snyder is like, no, this is too depressing.
Too gritty and dark.
This is, even my edgelord mafia will not approve of this unsightly
This extremely stupid story we just made is better than any DC storyline they've actually used.
Hey guys, Batman just dislocated his ankle. We're fucked.
That really would. No, Batman probably has like robots in his pants that'll keep his leg moving, like Darth Vader's suit or whatever.
This was magnificent. I'm very happy this happened because to hell with DC. By the way, one of the biggest markets for the full cast is DC. I hope y'all are enjoying this.
The funniest thing that the organizing body did after this was they were like, well, we understand DC's importance. We'll still have like a fan fest or something there. So it's like, cool.
Damn.
You can have all the traffic and headache of a World Cup game, but no game. You get no game. You just get a giant screen and too many people taking up parking.
You get a fan fest. You get like free, you get like a pom-pom. mm-hmm. and a headband with like a local hospital's brand on it and like a water bottle.
Wait. And free Wizards tickets.
Or you can take Amtrak to New Jersey. Decide, fuckers.
The weather will be 98 degrees with 60% humidity and no breeze.
DC!
No hills or trees to cut off the, you know, to like to sort of funnel the breeze or to hide from the sun or...
Yep.
Nah, just a big old prairie on a swamp.
I assume that they looked at DC and were like, yeah, we can't send a bunch of Europeans to a town where like at 8:30 the restaurants start to close. Like, that's not gonna work.
I got to get up for a spin class in the morning. Then I got to go to my job at a think tank. Do. Time to eliminate public schools. Go Nats!
Go Commanders!
Go Commanders!
They name their fucking football team after cops, man. This town deserves nothing.
Well, and the basketball team used to be named after guns. What happened? What happened to America?
What happened to you?
We have to go back.
I liked it better when you blatantly embraced the bullets.
Can we distract like the gun lobby by being like, hey, you need to push the NBA to change the name back to bullets?
Yeah, I think that's the shiny object.
Yes.
Let's see.
Don't worry about gun control. The most important thing is to get the Washington Bullets back.
I don't know. Our Guns for Toddlers program seems pretty important. No. You guys got to get the bullets. Come on, the bullets. That's when they were great. They were not great.
At no point have they been great. But no. They had a cool logo. No, it was stupid. It was the L's reaching for a ball. It was stupid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also enjoy the Washington Sports Writing Complex, which has been somewhat diminished, but produced a number of people who helped define the canon. I have always, always laughed at their Washington, D.C. is a great sports town thing, because I'm like, after their football team went in the toilet, that argument, like the Caps, yes, the Caps, that's it. The team everybody pays attention to for 2 weeks. That's the only team holding the standard. And I think the Nats won a World Series, but baseball doesn't count.
This is Terps basketball erasure.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you always have to remember, DC counts as many towns as it wants to or doesn't want to.
Yes, that's right.
It's either like a square acre or it's like 87 towns in 15 states.
It's like it's the Ant-Man of cities. Now big, now little.
Yeah.
Now I'm uncontrollably large. Now I'm sleepy for 20 years.
Also, I'm a criminal.
Yeah. But I'm the law. But a criminal.
I'm a good dad. Not really.
I'm going to jail. I'm back.
I'm Washington.
Also, I can't leave the house because I didn't make the postseason.
Mm-hmm. I'm not in that one.
Time to go play kickball.
The Commander's in the quantum zone during the playoffs every year. That's where you'll find us. we got a tough one against the tardigrades and whatnot.
Hey, listen, tardigrade would be an amazing defensive line.
A tardigrade
line,
will fuck you up, man. Yeah. Actually, I don't know if a tardigrade has any attacks, but its defense is incredible. It's like some of those Pokemon that they don't do anything. They just sit there, but you can't get them out the way. That's a tardigrade.
It's just going to be what the Baltimore Ravens want to be. If
tardigrade's weaknesses are like, no.
No, throws in space. Again, this is what the Ravens want to be. Tardigrade's basically Ray Lewis, right? Like Ray Lewis in orbit, just silently giving it motivational speeches to pieces of passing like space trash. You could do this! Ray Lewis doesn't need to breathe. He survives on motivation.
It's true. It's so true.
It is. The other thing I wanted to discuss was this, and it will eventually get us to what I want to talk about today here in the middle of June. So of course we're covering all the extremely important news, and it is Texas A&M related, which again should not surprise, because what's more important than Texas A&M University? The kings of this particular offseason, and that really, what's Alabama done? Like, the biggest news from an elephant is that there was an elephant in India that, after trampling a woman to death, by the way, decided to travel over 100 miles and then take her body off the pyre and trample her corpse at her funeral. Claim another national title, Alabama Roll Tide.
Elephant had help. I refuse to believe that the elephant didn't have help by a human who didn't also hate this woman.
Hmm.
Yeah. Which, yeah, I stand with the elephant. Whatever this woman did, she deserved it. Elephants have long memories. They're very smart. I'm sure she did. Maybe she just talked shit. That is entirely possible. Alabama did pick it as its mascot for a reason, right? Like, oh, I heard she's talking. Let's see if she's talking now.
Accused the elephant of not breaking rules. Is, yeah. I think, how the Alabama beef has worked thus far.
Well, oh, she's talking shit. She's saying that I was following rules. I'll see about this. This is, by the way, like the most sketchily sourced story. I just choose to believe it's real. I'm sure this woman was trampled by an elephant. The revenge story, I just want to believe because it is the most Alabama thing to just be there, you know, 3 a.m., wake up and be like, no, I'm still mad. I'm still mad. What am I going to do about it? I guess it's time to run 100 miles and go kick this woman's ass again. She's dead. How dead is she? I want her to be super dead.
Is there like a haters Upworthy out there where, you know, where Upworthy would be like, this dog traveled 500 miles to find its owner.
Downworthy.com.
Yeah. Where it's like, oh, this hater ass cat tore up your house twice.
Found its owner. Dog tracked down its owner just to say, fuck you. And go back.
I think that's called Twitter. Twitter.com.
Yeah, you're right.
It's really what's that's called. This is now a rival for the best animal revenge story. The best animal revenge story is, of course, the legendary Vladimir Markov, who is, by the way, this is not ancient history. Usually these things involving tigers and lions are like, in 1873, the legendary British hunter Markel Sims went to India and did find himself the man-eater Raja, right? Like, that's usually when these are. Vladimir Markov, this story happened in the winter of 1997. Markov shot at a tiger and wounded it, but did not kill it, and then stole part of the tiger's kill. Mm. And then the injured tiger tracked Markov back to his cabin, destroyed anything that had Markov's scent on it, and waited by the front door for Markov to come home. The animal was there for at least 12 hours and possibly 48 waiting for him. And then Markov appeared. The tiger killed him, pulled him into the bushes, and ate him. And according to the guy who reported this out, all right, is John Valiant, who wrote an entire book on it. Valiant said, the eating may have been secondary. I think he just killed him because he had a bone to pick.
Several.
Just like, the tiger kills him and is like, no, I'm still mad. This killing wasn't enough. I gotta eat him.
I'm so mad I gotta shit you out.
I'm so mad I gotta let you sit in my gut for a minute and think about what you did. Yeah, this was this story I rated quasi fictional, but like, I'm gonna go ahead and say real enough to believe. That is not the story. This is not the story that gets us where I want to go. This is the story reported by the Wall Street Journal. Texas A&M's unreported foreign funding. The subheader is a whopper on this one. Why the school says $100 million from Russia and Qatar is exempt from reporting requirements. Texas A&M has received more than $700 million from foreign countries, most of it from Qatar and China. All right. And the Education Department closed its investigation in 2021. They are in compliance with federal requirements. But analysis of publicly available documents and data reveals A&M continues not to report more than $100 million in research funds originating in Russia and Qatar. I would first like to say that this is the kind of thing that the Texas A&M Politics Board, if they read it about Texas, there would be 48 pages immediately of extremely incisive reporting on how Texas was a puppet for authoritarian regimes, trying to undermine the Aggies with foreign despot money.
What research does Russia need to do that requires Texas A&M's help? Like, Russia has numerous universities.
It appears that most of this money goes to something called the Texas A&M Engineering Experiment Station.
Which that sounds scary.
Cybersecurity, nuclear non-proliferation, and artificial intelligence.
Non-proliferation, the thing Russia loves.
Cybersecurity, too.
Russia's saying, like, so what you got so we can fuck with it?
God, this is all like, hey, man, let's just make Metal Gear real. Texas A&M, you want to make Metal Gear real? It's like, can we have a nuclear dog? Yeah, man, that kind of fits. that's kind of in line.
Can it be a collie? Can you make us a nuclear collie?
Metal Gear Rev.
Rick Perry puts down Bejeweled for a second and is like, nuclear collie? That makes me want to dance. Tappity, first, tappity, tap.
Second of all, can anybody explain how to play this game?
Yeah. Russia just comes to A&M. They're like, we are very behind in jerky economy. Help us develop jerky economy. We would like this.
I actually, it might be Russia saw some videos of like midnight yell cult behavior and they're like, oh. We spent 100 years trying to make people do this.
Look, all together at once? No guns? Very intriguing. Yeah, you just need a good football team. They'll do all that shit for you. You don't even need a mediocre football team.
You need an 8-5 football team.
This article also helped me either realize or remember, because I don't know if I knew this. There's a Texas A&M Qatar campus?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. See? You see the signs? You and Steve, my wife's boyfriend. All right.
Noah.
Qatar. All right. Noah.
Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
Lionel Messi. Barcelona.
Dan Snyder
and my wife's boyfriend Steve. Again, he's busy. He's a very busy man.
I think you just revealed it's two guys named Steve.
She's dating twins. It's a double conspiracy.
Twins by the name Steve. God dang it.
These are my children, Steve and Steve 2. Yeah. I saw this and I immediately thought, they funneled some of this to Jimbo, right? They had to. I know that oil's doing real well right now, but some of this went to Jimbo.
Are the darn gas prices, is A&M to blame for this? Like, they've spent so much oil money on Jimbo that they've fucked up the economy?
Let's just say yes.
Damn it, A&M.
Yeah. You know, but you know what they would say? They'd be like,
the gas prices will stay high until the SEC formally reprimands Alabama.
Only then will we... And then we relent.
That's what's really causing inflation. Damn it. Saban, you got to budge.
Damn Nick Saban.
Hey, Greg Sankey. They just call Greg Sankey. They're like, $6 gas hang up. $7 gas hang up.
Nick, please.
Apologize. Well, I didn't say anything. That was Nick. God damn it. You got to.
They're going to kill us, Nick.
I knew it. Yeah, this is, by the way, my favorite argument that people do when they talk about A&M. Oil's just helping them, like, spend crazy money on football to go 8-5. Yeah, but man, well, as long as oil stays high, they're going to go 8-5. Just pouring different amounts of money in for the same results year in and year out.
Yeah, but if you jack up gas prices, you start cutting into the recruiting budgets of every other competitor around you. And inevitably, like, maybe that's the long-term recruiting plan. It's not paying, you know, high schoolers. It's just making it so George is like, well, shit. We need another 800 grand to cover all our recruiting travel. Fuck.
No other school can leave their county. So A&M has, like with their monopoly on energy, they are the only ones able to have face-to-face recruiting with any recruit
That's
anywhere
right.
in the country.
That's right.
Yet another thing that has absolutely infuriated LSU fans about A&M joining is all of their touting that, like, yeah, we help keep the nation warm. And they're like, listen, buddy, we didn't put pipes through 80% of Louisiana's territory and run natural gas lines through preschools for nothing. We didn't. Damn it. That natural gas that I extract from my grandmother's basement, right? My cousin Lebo, who has a tumor for a head, that comes at a cost. LSU makes that all happen.
And now here comes Oklahoma with the fracking the Earth's core. They're going to take credit for that.
They're just down there. They're like, listen, we don't rub elbows with Satan in hell. Fracking 900 miles beneath the Earth's crust for 4 centiliters of natural gas.
We're not stealing hell's farts for you to ignore.
The fucking land thieves ran out of land on the crust to steal. And
mantle thieves.
We're going for the whole fucking enchilada. The whole damn SEC West is just one big argument about who is boiling the earth faster.
Except for Arkansas. Arkansas's just like, thank you. We don't know what
Arkansas is just powered by sawmills.
Sawmills and Walmart.
Watermills. Walmart's run by watermills.
Arkansas is the propane accessories part of the equation.
It's just chicken. That's it. It's just chicken. Do you got not even good chicken? They're like, listen, do you want the price of wings to stay only moderately astronomical? Support Arkansas football. Do you know how many fucking chickens we kill every day, strangling each one personally for that touch?
How do you warm your house in the winter? We burn 100 chickens.
That's what we do. My daddy was a chicken, and I killed him to get through the winter.
My daddy was a chicken burner, like his daddy before him.
And this is why Arkansas plays South Carolina.
That's right. The natural rivalry between Arkansas man and South Carolina chicken. I just see feathers and I get my gun. By the way, I just posited slaughtering a chicken with a 45. That's definitely how they do it. I know things. Very smart.
Yeah. Bam! And then there's just...
chicken puff. Nugget! That's and how they make them!
I think it looks like Minecraft. Tuft of feathers and one piece of meat. Just one small
just
piece
cartoon
of meat.
Just a cartoon cutlet, like a pixel of a cutlet. Yeah. Falling down. Just that and Walmart. If you think about it, Arkansas is the one that's actually funded by the most Chinese money because Walmart. That's it. Without cheap plastic shit, right? Coming over at discount. They couldn't even afford Sam Pittman. They couldn't afford Leon Pittman.
Even Walmart's just their American presence alone. It is kind of wild that A&M's like funded by fucking Putin or whatever, and it's still like, I don't know, Arkansas might be worse. That's Walmart money.
Hey, listen, Walmart and tornadoes, both of them can just level a small town in a matter of hours.
Walmart and Jerry Jones versus Vladimir Putin. Come on down. Come on down Saturday.
I invited that economic F5 into my hometown because I like cheap camp chairs. That's what I like. I like cheap camp chairs and canned goods for 39 cents less.
This is why Auburn's falling off the map. Y'all got to step up. Y'all got to figure out, be like, hey, Unabomber got any cash? You want to be a booster?
Yeah. Yeah. Auburn used to have some of the sketchiest boosters, like famously, right? We had Bobby Lauder, who, attempted to hire somebody while they still had a coach behind everyone's back. Just like, yeah, I'm going to make it happen.
That's right. I'm saying it. Auburn's boosters have gone soft. And that's why the program is not where it needs to be right now.
We need more dog tracks. We need more arsenic lace wood. Right? Because you've got one guy who does that. Yep. But we need more pressure-treated arsenic lace wood, is what I'm saying, okay?
I really would like them to just go all in on Scientology. Like, I mean, what? Tom Cruise is the biggest movie star of all time. Clearly, sure. People don't mind. Just go all in on it. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? Yeah, you're up against Putin. what is the moral high ground here?
You're already all in on Apple. And that's the we were saying this, by the way, and somebody in Auburn's going, "Hey, we got Tim Cook. We got Tim Cook as a booster.
He ain't doing shit.
He's gonna write that. Listen, he's gonna write a check. Okay, that's what we need to keep coming. We need Apple to invent. Why don't you invent iPhone 2? Why don't you invent a bigger iPhone? Why don't you do something else to support Auburn?
Why don't you better invent a iPhone?
Can you make a sandwich board that's just a touch screen on both sides of my body that I can wear around?
And it would say, come play for whoever our coach is the time that you are seeing the sandwich board.
Tim Cook, why can I search for Crimson Tide gifts on this phone? This app's biased against Auburn. I need you to go ahead and just make that happen.
My child saw Alabama Crimson Tide paraphernalia. This should not be in schools.
Why the hell isn't there an option to make Siri Terry Bowden?
Siri Bowden.
You worrying about AI, I need you to pay tribute to Pat Dye. That's what I need you to do.
A little less AI, a little more AU.
Mm-hmm. AU, that's the symbol for gold, and I need you to remember that. AU equals gold. Steve, my wife's boyfriend, the UN, uh-huh. New World Order,
do the math.
Bobby Lauder, and Nick Saban. I need you to see the numbers and the patterns and the math here.
Cam Newton, Sir Isaac Newton.
Mm-hmm. Newtons. Mm-hmm. Gravity, always pulling down. Always pulling down. Mm-hmm.
Always pulling down like the damn Bear Bryant Jr.
Mm-hmm. Also, what's gravity? It's the ultimate ground game. That's what Auburn needs to get back to. That's what I'm saying. We need to work like gravity and get to the ground game. That's what God's telling us.
Work like gravity.
This is your regular reminder that Bo Nix transferred and probably won't start at Oregon.
Just, please, God, get me away from these people. The most Auburn kid of all time is like, I cannot.
Oh,
I
God.
Can't too do much. This anymore.
This is too stressful.
That is not the name of the university I went on my degree.
Bo Nix was like, this is not a stable environment. Bo Nix said that.
This place is too weird for me, Bo Nix.
I never know what one day's gonna. Bo Nix said that.
He's out in Oregon trying to push Milo's sweet tea, and they're like, "Have you seen the glycemic index on that? No way. You should drink kombucha." And he's like, "Where am I? I have been thrown from one skillet into another fire. Everywhere the heat boils me." That is poor Bo Nix. He's just. You know what though? Eugene's a better. I'm just. Like, Eugene's a way better place to spend 4 years than Auburn.
Well, he's not going to spend 4 years there.
He'll find a way.
He might. That's true.
What? Hey, like, what makes you? Oh,
You're right.
Does he have to prepare for the draft, Ryan?
I think Bo Nix will get a doctorate from the University of Oregon.
I think he should take as long there as possible. That's it. By the way, that may sound like I'm damning him. I'm going to go ahead and take a flyer on the Kenny Pickett option for Bo Nix, like the year 5 Heisman. I'll go ahead. That's a cheap flyer. I'll take it. You hang out 5 years, eventually learn to play quarterback real good. Everyone's like, man, you're awesome. Get your rookie bonus and then bounce from the league in 3 years. Get into real estate.
It would be
Bo Nix's current odds are plus 6,000, so that's pretty good.
Plus 6,000.
Hey, that's money right there.
Yeah.
It would be the cruelest fate of all for Bo Nix to leave Auburn and then just blow up as a quarterback. It'd be like, God, are you fucking kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out, like, all we had to do was just tell him, like, what normal things are. You know, mm-hmm. just Auburn never taught him how to snap, you know.
Oh, Oregon just told me they love me. That's all it took.
That's all I needed to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Oregon's just like, hey, here's a multivitamin. He's like, Auburn's like, steak fingers. Steak fingers will give you all the vitamins you need.
Tater tots.
Yeah.
Tater tots and pork chops.
Hey, these are the veggie chicken nuggets, all right? They pay extra for those. They have a small amount of corn ground into them.
that counts toward when you get the veggie plate. You get those, and that's one of them.
Bo Nix eats kale for the first time. He grows a foot.
Why is the Auburn food pyramid the shape of an eight? This doesn't make sense.
The pyramid is leveled.
Yeah.
It fell over.
This is the Auburn food rectangle.
Auburn food ruins.
I just imagine like that is when you talk about Cam Newton, you ever think about like what a horrible swath nutritionally he carved through college? First of all, Gainesville, where like the food pyramid is a circle because it's pizza. It's just like Gumby's or Five Star at the time, right?
Health food in Gainesville is I'll have a Caesar salad with my pizza.
Yeah, a Caesar salad with giant fried croutons. Not really? Even baked, just fried croutons.
Extra dressing, please.
Yeah, what would you like? I would really enjoy fries, a big pile of fries and a pitcher of Miller Lite. That would be really good. And then we go to Blinn, Texas, where I know he just got the full Hank Hill diet, like just nothing but the full Hank Hill diet for 9 months at least. And then he goes to Auburn, right, where it's bad. It's real bad. By that, I mean it's good, but it's not good for your arteries. It's very bad.
Worked.
Well, then he spent a decade in North Carolina, and that just straightened him right out. Right.
Look, when I think health, I think Charlotte, North Carolina, the home of Ric Flair.
I think the common thread connecting all these places is these are places where you're like, oh, I've been going too hard. Time to have Panera for lunch.
Got to settle down with a nice salad and a loaf of bread.
I'm going to have some cheddar soup to really balance things out.
Ooh, maybe a cookie the size of a hubcap.
It's soup, so it's good for me, you see. It doesn't matter. Right. It doesn't matter that it's got baked potato and bacon in it. It's soup.
And ranch dressing on the top. Just float a little.
This 4-pound muffin has berries in it.
And it's a muffin, so that means it's good for me, too.
It's a treasure hunt. I have to hunt through the muffin. I am honoring my ancestors with a hunt. That's what I am doing. All of those places are a lesson to anyone who thinks that they can look like an athlete. That's not true. Genetically, athletes eat like shit. They eat absolute garbage, most of them. When they don't, it's noteworthy enough that journalists write a story about them.
What was it? DK Metcalf eats Starburst or whatever?
He just hits straight. Yeah. Lamar Odom actually looked like an NBA athlete, and it turns out he was seconds from death from diabetes because he was eating nothing but buckets of candy.
Well, and even the ones who like eat right or whatever, half the time it's just like Sam Howell's just like, yeah, I'm terrified of beef. I won't touch it.
Yeah, it's like you got like Dwight Howard looks like Superman and eats like a 12-year-old.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got that. And then you also have like, you know, like, I mean, to some degree, all athletes are bodybuilders in one way or the other. And like, you eat it and you're going to shit it out 8 seconds later. What's it matter? There's no time.
He was pre-diabetic, Dwight Howard. The doctor said, yeah, you have to stop eating everything you eat. Not like one thing, not like shape up a little bit. They came to Dwight Howard, who looked like Zeus at the time, right? Like cartoon Zeus. And they're like, yeah, man, you're pre-diabetic. You're going to die. You should stop.
Betrayed by fruit by the foot.
I could buy it in increments. I thought that's how I controlled portion size. What a lie.
I'm not eating fruit by the mile.
Does the math actually have maybe eating fruit by the mile?
He probably has.
This gives me an excuse to read another one of my favorite quotes. That is from Tristan Thompson, who played with LeBron James on the Cavs. When asked about LeBron's diet, Thompson went extremely off script, broke omerta, and said, he has the worst fucking diet ever. Ask him what he eats for breakfast. He has like 5 French toast, drowns it in syrup with strawberries and bananas. Then he has like a 4-egg omelet, and he goes and just fucking dunks on somebody. It doesn't make sense. He eats desserts with every meal. He'll come with his 1-week diet vegan crap, but he literally eats it. It doesn't make sense. He's really a specimen. He eats like shit. I remember one year I tried to eat like he ate, and it didn't work out. I gained weight and said... I gained weight and said, fuck this. I mean, it works for him. He loves sweets. He loves sweets. Says it twice in a row. He eats desserts and French toast. It's crazy how his body just burns it. That's LeBron James.
And then, you know, who is his, like, all-time comparison is Michael Jordan, who, like, nothing but, you know, cigars and whiskey is keeping him alive.
After black eating... And blackjack cards.
After eating like that, Kyle Korver said James did this. So we do this challenge, and I've never thrown up from doing cardio. And I tell the guy on the side of the court, bring the stretcher because I feel like I'm going to throw up. LeBron walked off the VersaClimber onto the court, looks at the far basket, full sprint, jumps from outside the charge circle and windmill dunks it. And I'm keeled over trying to breathe, doing something like that's what I do. And he windmill dunks it. This guy is from a different world. So when you're like, oh, I'm just going to clean up the diet a little bit. Yeah, that's how you're going to look normal. Like, almost normal. You're not an athlete. You're not LeBron James. So, what I wanted to get to.
So, one note from Serper is that we should do podcast business.
Oh, yeah, we should. Here we go. You ready? Podcast business. It's a business. Podcast business. What's a business? Podcast business. Texas
A&M is the perfect nutritional food.
Ice cream is a food. It's got lots of vitamins and nutrition. You should eat it all the time and windmill dunk on all your friends. And here we go. See, that was better. That's better. I took that personally last week. We're going to get it to scan and everything every goddamn week.
It's got ice in its name. Ice is water. You need lots of hydration.
Mm-hmm. Lots of hydration. Lots of occasionally you can tailor it if you need to get a real workout in with protein, right? You can get the black walnut ice cream. Get some nuts or butter pecan. Butter. That's what butter. You can honor our ancestors by eating butter.
This is bulletproof ice cream pretty much that I'm eating right here.
Just carnivore MD putting testicles in ice cream. This is delicious.
I put blueberry syrup all over it. That's lots of antioxidants.
I don't use toothpaste. I don't use deodorant. I just cover my body in ice cream every day.
Yeah. I smell great. Isn't that right, honey? Yes!
Not like butterscotch.
Flies. Right. Flies
podcast
swarming.
Business. Do the podcast business.
Podcast business!
This podcast sponsored by Dryers. Dryers ice cream. The only nutrition. Sorry, go ahead.
The only ice cream with real bits of dried liver in it. Honor the ancestors on a simulated hunt for flavor. Sponsored by, as always, this podcast is sponsored by VB, aka Victoria's Bitters, the official beer of the sweaty Australian man. Nothing looks better.
I'm not thinking of like weightlifter oriented ice cream. Edie's Max.
Ben and Harry's.
All right, you got to eat a quart of this before you lift and a quart after. You're going to feel terrible and you're going to throw up a lot, but.
Time to down your cup of blue hell.
Man, you're gonna get like Jenny selling pre-workout. You get Breyers just on that, like, yeah, dry scoop this shit.
Yeah, it's Neapolitan, but the vanilla's turkey, so.
Yeah, we wet scoop this shit onto a cone. It's delicious.
I've seen it with my hands.
I always go first on these things, so.
Sorry, yeah, go ahead.
Right, Ryan, we'll go in reverse order. Ryan.
I don't have anything.
Yeah, you do.
I Edie's Max, coming to stores near
you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Edie's Max suppository edition gets it to your muscles faster.
Mm-hmm. It also provides a cooling sensation to the butthole.
Top flavors, boiled egg, number one seller.
It's a big one. Chicken tornado.
Anything that sounds good, you got to immediately fuck it up. Like peanut butter and burger.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And number three, lumberjack breakfast. That's our big one.
Yeah, smoked salmon parfait. Jason, what you got on podcast business?
Let's see. We talked a little bit about biblical archaeologist Ron Wyatt, and Vacation Bible School has an episode touching on this guy. I think it's our Red Sea episode. Every episode of this thing, we find different rabbit holes and stuff like that. So, yeah, if you'd like to learn more about the things we talked about during the hunt for the Noah's Ark cold open an hour and a half ago or whatever, yeah, VBS Red Sea episode.
Excellent. I encourage, as a subscriber to VBS myself, I encourage you because, again, I know nothing about religion, and it has been an education in and of itself. Also, I will one day be on there. I'm scheduled to do my favorite book of the Bible, which is Ecclesiastes. It's also the only book I've read, so I'm one for one. Figured I'd stop there.
That's a great, yeah. That's a better rate than almost anyone else will have.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was raised Catholic, so we had people read the Bible for us. It's very economical.
And just like fortune cookie chunks, pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah. There's a lot of, listen, we skipped the chaff. There's a lot of, we boiled this down for streaming, is
yeah.
what we do.
Can
right?
this fit on a bazooka bubblegum comic? That's how much Bible you get.
Yeah, it is. Every now and then somebody would quote something to me, and I'm like, that's crazy! And they're like, it's from the Bible. I'm like, what? For real? That's amazing. So yeah, subscribe to VBS, a delightful community, a delightful podcast. For podcast business on my own, as usual, this will be a little too long because I'm running my ass off right now, but we have DNF, the F1 podcast that we do after every F1 race on Sundays, available on Levitard and Friends Metal Arc Media's feed. Find it wherever you get your podcast. That is with the brilliant Jessica Smetana this past weekend. Just to give you an example of the incisive Formula One commentary we specialize in, we answered the question, which team principal has pierced nipples? And I think we came up with a satisfactory answer. Also, y'all, I want you to know, Lewis Hamilton said he has two piercings. F1 has an anti-piercings protocol now that is rankling the drivers. He has one in his nose, which he has taken out. And he has one that he says is in an unmentionable place that he will also not take out. I've done the math. I did some research. There are no nipple rings on Lewis Hamilton. There is no belly button ring on Lewis Hamilton. The real estate has been narrowed down significantly. I think Lewis Hamilton has a Prince Albert. I think he has a pierced penis.
Okay. Could be an armpit piercing. Nobody would talk about that if they had one.
Yeah. Boy, I think I talk about it constantly. I am chafed all the goddamn time.
I mean, it just seems as bad an idea as piercing something within your underwear.
Yeah.
Not you to know, judge. It just sounds like a bad idea to me.
It sounds like a bad idea to me. Maybe it works for him, obviously. He's sure. really, he could do anything he wants at this point in life, and he chose to pierce something unmentionable. So congratulations to him for joining the Dana Holgorsen Club of guys who can turn it into a gavel on a table at a bar. Clank, clank, clank. I call everyone to order. I saw a guy do that in a bar once in college, by the way. So he goes, hey, hold on! Clank, clank, clank! And you're like, thank you. That just, I never have to see that again. That's off my list. It's in my brain forever now. Additionally, you can subscribe to Holly Anderson and I's newsletter, Channel 6. I saw something that enraged me yesterday on the internet in terms of somebody saying that bowl names were bad. This is one of those lists that I imagine people just publish because they go, well, you know, people hate it. I should put it up. And that will equal money. Ching. It will equal money because we're going to put it in subscription defending some of the greatest bowl game names because it's June. That's what we're writing about. Additionally, there's going to be a Love Island newsletter letter later this week because Love Island is back, our most important cultural product. And by our, I mean Great Britain, my home nation. Anyway, subscribe to Channel 6, $10 a month, two things a week. Finally, you can catch me on ESPN right now at Debatable. I usually do Mondays with Pablo Torre and Dominique Foxworth. I did get Pablo Torre to watch Master and Commander. He had not seen his dad movie.
I haven't seen it.
I'm going to get you to watch
it. I know I should. It's not a principled stand. I just haven't seen it.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know if the arbiter of the annual Father's Day, what was your most dad moment Twitter event is really showing up for his
qualified
for his community without seeing the most dad movie.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll get it done.
Okay.
Yeah, it's, get it done.
It's a matter of integrity.
Yeah. Dominique Foxworth was out because the first word sort of the title really sort of threw him off ever watching the movie, which I understand. We're going to have to rebrand it for him as just Commander or Ocean Movie. But either way.
Far Side of the World.
There we go. Far Side of the World. By the way, this movie was ridiculously expensive and did not make all of its money back at the box office.
Yeah. The clamoring on like dad internet every day for like, we need a sequel. It's like, they cannot afford one. Sorry. You did the dad move and you waited until it was free to watch.
I was going to say, dads want a sequel to watch on TNT, right? Yes.
Yeah. Can we get a sequel that's just like, they can't afford Russell Crowe? Or anyone else in the movie, so they just get like Kevin Sorbo reading his lines.
Kevin Sorbo's occupied these days. So.
Yeah, if it's Kevin Sorbo, it's gonna be like he's gonna find a way to make it real racist.
It's like no, or literally Edge of the World. Like it's flat. We gotta sail to the edge of it.
The flat side of the world.
Yeah, we'll get knockoff Russell Crowe to appear in the TNT budget version of this, where they don't
Steven
actually...
Adams. We'll get Steven Adams to do it.
All you need to know about the original Master and Commander is that they went to the Galapagos. No film has ever used the Galapagos as a real location because it's the fucking Galapagos and it's thousands of miles from anything.
And yeah. It's like...
There's nothing there.
There's water and you can see some islands. You can film that in so many places. You do not need to go all the way there.
But with a real ship. Didn't need to take a real ship to the Galapagos. And Peter Weir's like, au contraire.
You didn't need to literally reenact the battle.
We cloned Napoleon. How much did that cost? He doesn't even appear in the movie. It was the principle of the thing.
It's method. The actors wanted to know that he was alive.
Russell Crowe needed it. Where's my motivation? We actually have Napoleon. He's right here. That concludes podcast business on my end. Podcast business is concluded. I wanted to ask an important question. Right now, remember the thing that we all love about sports are managers and leagues. That's what we love. We just love managers and leagues.
That's why we play Football Manager.
That's why we play Football Manager. Love conferences, love conference officials. We love NCAA officials and governance. Like, yeah, shouts out to the OG Mark Emmert. He's retiring.
There is an interesting bit of news that came out. When was this? This is like 5 days ago about what the NCAA. Did you know there's something called the NCAA Transformation Committee?
That sounds like bullshit.
Which sounds like we're going to make Dracula.
The Animorphs community?
Yes, yes. This committee is in relevant part trying to recommend transfer portal windows to basically, because right now the transfer portal is just like you have a deadline every year through which you have to say you're in the portal, but that's it. You can sort of like, there's no beginning time. Schools can sort of like, once you're in the portal, schools can contact you whenever, and it's sort of like just entirely open-ended. And the NCAA, because their answer to everything is like, well, if we just make a rule, everyone will follow it, is to sort of say like, well, what if we just say the transfer portal is only open these times, as if that will just lead to people like, oh, well, I won't talk to him then. It's not transfer portal season. I definitely won't DM him on Instagram. That'd be inappropriate.
I wouldn't want to break rules, A&M glowers.
I think this is going to work. I think it's going to solve all the problems. And I'd like to congratulate the NCAA on constantly having its finger on the pulse.
Great work again. Great work. Mm-hmm. Always on top of the big issues. Always ahead of the curve, right? And, you know, this spreads to more than college football. What do we love if you're an international soccer fan? Love FIFA. Just live for FIFA. I love sports bureaucrats. Like, they just did it again. Gave a World Cup to Qatar. What a move.
They hate PC just like you do.
Right. We're on the same team, okay? What do you love in the NFL? Owners. When they hand over that trophy to an owner at the Super Bowl, that's what sports is about.
When Dan Snyder declines to participate in a congressional hearing, that's the good shit.
That's right. Stick
that's
it to him.
That's my guy. That's my guy.
Stick
He's
it
like
to the
me.
Man. Yeah. Actually, I mean, like, that is, like, if it were abstracted from Dan Snyder, that's totally cool. just be like, yeah, man, screw that's Congress. Not. I'm like, that's right. That's and they're not. Like, who said it? Dan Snyder. Oh! I'd rather go to jail. You sure about that? I will testify.
I choose to believe in a rare moment of self-awareness. Dan Snyder was like, oh, I'll fuck that up. I'll fuck that up so bad. No, absolutely not.
So I have to go and tell an accurate retelling of everything I actually do? Oh,
no.
We can't have that.
Oh, no, no, no.
No. Nobody needs that on the record. Goodness.
He'd just get there in panic and be like, and then the blood replacement. I'm sorry, what? You're doing what?
Yeah. So
this was
yeah.
about workplace harassment. Yes, but the blood replacement is a separate issue that has nothing to do with this hearing. You shouldn't ask me about it.
Our ACL harvesting is going according to plan. There is nothing to worry about.
Our child army is run by only the what? What did you say?
Yeah,
invading Virginia Beach.
Mm-hmm. I tore my knee playing racquetball, so I rigged the turf to destroy Robert Griffin's knee, so that I could just, you know, take his two good ligaments.
When all knees are hurt, I will be healthy. I will be as healthy as the rest of you.
In the right. land of the no ACL'd men.
Yeah.
The one ACL'd man is quarterback.
That's correct. I did that so I could beat everyone at golf. What's your score? I'm currently a 72 handicap. If I take 72 strokes off with my artificial harvested ACLs, I'm still 72 strokes worse than everyone else. That's called capitalism.
And yet somehow this is not the team paying Kirk Cousins. What a baffling world. Even they were like, no, no. Bad choice.
If you walk in there and Kirk Cousins isn't your thing, oh, boy. Oh, boy. Do you think everyone in Minnesota is just too nice to be like, could you leave? Could you leave? They're just making little passive-aggressive hints like, oh, have you seen San
gosh,
Francisco?
Getting close to bedtime. Guess we should wrap this part. Oh, and Kirk yeah. Cousins like, I brought a pillow. Oh.
Yeah, ooh, so tired. Anybody like coffee? Hey, this party's just getting started. You haven't had a single drink. Charades! Yeah.
Sorry, you're talking about how owners are the best and we love them.
They are the best, and officials, and sports bureaucrats. Everyone absolutely loves sports bureaucrats. Like Formula One, love it. Love it when, you know, for like 70 years in that sport, they were like, the drivers were like, I think it would be good if we were not on fire all the time. And FIA was like, would it? Like, maybe you should have one doctor at the track. And they're like, yeah, doctors, they're just expensive. Nobody.
What do doctors know of fire?
What do doctors know about fire? That's not a class in medical school.
That's like asking a firefighter to do surgery on you.
Mm-hmm. Will we get firefighters? Some. Not enough.
Yeah. I mean, really,
it's
when you think about it, the heart is the original internal combustion engine, and there's plenty of mechanics on site already. I think we've got this covered. Thank you. I just need volunteers in fireproof suits to stand by with one tiny fire extinguisher while people burn to death on live TV. That's entertainment, Formula One. This all is a way of saying this. The PGA, as an institution, it's really existed in its current form for like 45, 50 years. It's not. The PGA is in itself not the strongest central organizer. I don't think anyone should have a lot of pity for anything they do. Because remember, for a while, they were operating as a nonprofit. For a long time, the PGA was operating as a nonprofit, which is sometimes something that sports do. But they might be in serious trouble because foreign money, specifically from Saudi Arabia, has blown the tour up overnight, which I don't know why people are surprised at, because the question when you go, well, why would they leave for money given by a government that has, yes, killed political critics and opponents without any sort of process at all, just did it. Why would they leave? And you go, well, one, they're paying people $100 million. Two, golfers don't care. They just absolutely do not care. And three, the part that I find actually funny is when they go, well, what about loyalty to the PGA? Like, would you die for this office park? Look at this office park. You worked here for 40 years at this office park. You owe it loyalty because it's a tradition. Like, saying the PGA has
this
tradition.
This Staples is a family, God damn it.
Roswell George has done a lot for you. You know, would you live and die for Tampa? Like, someone would say yes.
Yeah. Roswell George, that's the shit you say is when I move to Ackworth. Yeah. Look at Roswell's face. You made Roswell cry. Don't you feel like a shithead for moving to Dallas, Georgia?
The human spirit shines a little less brightly inside this Target today because of what you did by moving to Ackworth. Yeah, when people say, like, how could you do that to the sport of golf? Like, golf's a character, bearded and wise, sitting at the table, like, oh, par. Yeah, no. No one's going to do that.
Golf showed up drunk on whiskey. Golf does not give a shit about any of this.
Not one bit. Not a damn bit. Especially when dudes are being paid like Phil Mickelson was paid. Not seven figures. Not eight figures. But nine figures to leave. Nine. Which, yes, there are valid arguments about how all of this is blood money. About how all of this is coming from people who are attempting to sports wash the regime of the House of Saud via the magic of sports, something that has happened in a number of Gulf states already. See, the World Cup. But I was thinking, of course, about the most important angle on all of this, which is, how easy would it be to unravel college football? What sum is that? What does it take? Because I bet a football program would do it for way less than one singular Phil Mickelson did it.
I think at one point we had worked out that it was canon that the Saudis had purchased the University of Texas and that we were shipping the Longhorns over there. They would simply need other teams to play against. So I guess they could take the SEC. How much would it cost to buy the SEC?
I mean, it's mainly a question of TV rights, right? Like, the current SEC TV contract in terms of rights, let's see, the term is, as of 2024, will be $3 billion.
Okay, so that's for 1 year.
If the SEC made $3 billion a year, we'd just be buying NFL franchises.
Not Washington's.
No, they'd be like, pass. But it's profitable. Yeah. Some things are worth more than profit. We have to burn down the stadium.
So the tricky thing is that the way this has worked out in golf, it has not been simply like, oh, they throw a bunch of money and they get, like, it's not just who that the money talks. It's that they are getting mostly players of like the Phil Mickelson caliber. Like, this is not, by no means do you look at this roster and you're like, wow, these are like, and granted, by the time this comes out, this might all change. It's not like, oh, the best golfers are signing up with this, at least not at first. So to me, it's more of a question of, like, who can you convince that, like, hey, man, you deserve this. You've earned this.
So a school that used to be really good.
A school that used to be really good, still thinks highly enough of itself, and is sort of like, you know what? That's an excellent. The University of Miami is an excellent choice.
Yes. I'm throwing up the U. That's what immediately comes to mind. The run is over, folks. Mm-hmm. It ended 20 years ago. It's mm-hmm. time to cash in.
Yeah. By the way, also the total money that the SEC gets, if you want a target just for the SEC alone, yeah. And I think Miami is coming for significantly less than this because they're not an SEC school, and the ACC does not pull down this kind of money. The current intake per year for the entire conference is $300 million a year in television revenue. $300 million. That's what the ESPN deal, once we switch over and the CBS deal expires in 2024,
yeah.
That's what's going to be.
So So that's just TV. So that's so the Saudis have to top that.
Which by the way, just the total
just to broadcast.
Yeah, total purse money right now for LIV is 255 mil, right? So
they got it.
Yeah, that's purse money. That doesn't count all of the like broadcast shit. That doesn't count, you know, everything they're paying. By the way, their main announcer right now is Arlo White, who you may remember from Ted Lasso as the announcer at Ted Lasso. Arlo White is currently the main announcer for LIV Golf. So there's no telling what the fuck they're paying him. If the purse money's 255, it was nothing plucking Arlo White from the arms of the EPL.
Let me see. What did they pay WWE? $50 million for each event.
I mean, my first answer here is Houston. I think Houston. Everything about the sort of like booster structure there, everything about sort of the conference fluidity, everything about just, you know, Dana and Houston is, yeah, I think Houston is first one to sign up. First school.
I think you can count Nebraska in. Mm-hmm. They took sort of a leap, all right, and it hasn't been awesome. And I think, you know, there's like, do they want to go back and all that stuff? But it, you can sort of sell it as a move forward to say we are proud to be the only school in Saudi football to have won numerous national titles.
Yes, yeah. So Houston checks one box, which is the golfer who's just like, hey, man, I got to feed my family. Like they were having a hard time doing that before. Nebraska checks the different box of golfer who's like, we're doing this for a principled reason. Hey, we're doing this because somebody has to stand up. They're the Greg Norman more.
They've already done this when Nebraska saved college football.
Yes, they already are out there sort of being like the tyranny of the Big Ten has somebody has to stand up and say something. And
there
say,
has to be an authoritarian strongman.
Yes,
that's why we have decided to partner with. So like Miami is kind of the Phil Mickelson here, just cashing in on a legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Someone has to take this check. I will take this check.
I don't think the SEC would as a group. I think one school would, thinking like, oh, everybody else is going to do this.
South Carolina is going to succeed again.
Maybe South Carolina. I could see Tennessee doing it too. I could see Tennessee being like,
Miami,
we're a program of the future.
If you got Miami and you got Nebraska, autocorrect is suggesting Tennessee.
Miami, Nebraska, Tennessee, Houston. Those are
also
the first four schools.
It's Tennessee would go, well, we're currently under the thumb of one petrochemical family.
What's the difference?
What? Are we going to finish fourth in the SEC East under a different one with better towels, nicer stuff? Yeah, I guess that's what we're doing now, yeah. So I think they're probably fine with the move.
Yeah, we paid Jeremy Pruitt money because morals are really important.
Once you go across that Rubicon, they're like, well, hell, come on, Satan. Mm-hmm, get in the passenger seat.
I think the Big 12 is where you're going to see a lot of movement.
Just the whole thing.
More or less, yeah.
No, the whole thing. I'm going to go ahead and say that you need a biggie. You need a current biggie. Because that's really what happened. Like, Brooks Koepka joined this week after insisting that he was not going to join.
Sure, that's the other move. You need a school who will for months say, like, no, trash, absolutely not. Then one day just flip-flop out of nowhere.
Yeah, and just go for it. Like, you need a real top 10 team. Because that's what Koepka doing.
Yeah.
Effectively means.
Yes.
So you need somebody who absolutely will do it, which is why I have a pick, Jason, but you can. I want to hear yours.
I want to hear yours because I don't want to steal it.
Okay. Ohio State's going to go.
Okay. That's not who I was going to say, but go.
No, Ohio State's going to go because remember, they're bigger than individuals. They're all about big institutions.
How is Ohio State not Bryson?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right? Like Bryson was like, yeah, we'll go. We hate everybody.
Just so I can get strong.
Yeah, like Bryson and Ohio State are so similar because Bryson's like, I'm going to live to 130 through workout and vitamins.
Right, and everybody's like, God, you're fairly annoying. And he's like, that's the fucking, that's right. in your head, bro.
Yeah, I mean, live rent-free. Rent-free.
Rent-free. This is a baptism. It's his baptism, and you're being rude. Rent-free, bro. Rent-free.
Yeah, like every, and also like every Ohio State meathead, they have a YouTube channel, right? Yeah, bro. Yeah, respond to my video. I'm going to put it on YouTube. Yeah, they're going. That's a done deal. They're absolutely Bryson.
So who is the Koepka then? If Ohio State's the Bryson, who's the Koepka?
So you would have a school that this would be really appealing to would be one that is on the cusp of eliteness, mm-hmm. but is not going to be winning a national title in uh-huh. FBS. You know, a big brand, cash in the legacy, a lot of old titles, not going to be winning any new titles ever again. Mm-hmm. Tied down by current obligations. Sure. No one likes breaking contracts.
Yep.
So yeah.
We're talking about UMass people.
Yeah, that's right.
So Liberty. I was going toward Notre Dame, but Liberty would also have no qualms if you just want to scoop them up on the way.
If you just are looking for like who is the school who would like bemoan this until they flipped on it, it's definitely Notre Dame. Notre Dame would definitely be like, this is bad for the sport, and we don't condone it. And then also, we signed a contract today.
But we just happen to have so much money that we can spend on research or whatever. Mm-hmm. We can spend on integrity and whatever.
Mm-hmm. Integrity and real gold helmets made of solid gold.
That, like, scrumble. Just...
it's worth it!
Just instant mega concussion, and they turn your head into, like, your head just scalds within the gold helmet.
Arizona State would sign up because, like, they might be on the way out of FBS as it is currently. So
free road trip, bro. Road trip.
Arizona they got State, beaches.
Arizona State would be like, y'all got a compliance department? No? Hell. Yep. Check.
Yeah, we're down.
Mm-hmm.
They're 100% going. Oklahoma State's going. They're like, yeah, frack buddies. Let's roll.
Mm-hmm. We know how this works. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'll be like, can you put our hotel room on the ground floor? Why? So we can frack.
Who is the Sun Belt team that's going to live football?
Who's the Sun Belt team? Well, we need somebody who's already like, well, close to the petrochemical industry, right?
Mm-hmm.
We need somebody who's probably all about that cash as well. I think that points us in the natural direction of the Raging Cajuns or Texas State. But I'm going to say Raging Cajuns because they'll be like, well, you know, we don't want to miss out. We're an ambitious program. Mm-hmm. And additionally, someone's going to have to run pipe for this thing. Might as well be us.
Let's see. UConn will try. They will not be accepted.
No, we have misplaced your application, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah. UConn will get it. I'm also going to say that the University of Florida will also go because, you know, tax law. That's why. Second best tax law program in the world. They'd be like, there's definite advantages to this. So we got to offshore this program immediately.
Every ACC team will too publicly float the idea and also have to back off of it. Like they'll all fuck up the optics of it terribly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, the ACC is losing Miami, but otherwise they're going to make a lot of noise about, oh, our Olympic sports. We can't, you know, our lacrosse, we have to keep lacrosse. And eventually they're just like, no, you don't get it. We only want football.
There will be one confusing team. It'll be like Boston College and it'll be like, no, damn, that's not fine. Miami said they needed a friend that they could beat up on sometimes.
Can we? I think UNLV is making the jump. They're like, this is the weather's exactly the same.
Oh, we've forgotten one. UCF.
Definitely.
UCF is absolutely.
Yeah.
UCF is like, we don't even think college is that real. Absolutely, we'll sign up for this. You kidding me?
USF's going to try to hide in the cargo hold. They'll be expelled by customs on arrival.
Ew. Send UCF back for contaminating their shores with USF.
Mm-hmm. I think most of the Big Ten will refuse.
Come on, where's Louisville is pulling the trigger? They got no shame at all.
No, none.
Louisville's down for anything.
No, what Louisville will do will be like, well, is Kentucky going? Because we're not going to Kentucky. And Kentucky's going to be like, Kentucky's just going to unnecessarily hold out for too much money and be like, we were never interested.
Also, Kentucky's not going because coal is the future. They'll be like, hell no. And we'll all people know We West Virginia, we're staying for coal.
Kentucky be like, can we stay in the basketball tournament? And they'll be like, I don't think the NCAA. Oh, no, fuck it. Absolutely
no,
not.
No. Sorry, no. It's not a hoops league. Sorry.
West Virginia is not going. That no. I am confident in. Not team, for a variety of reasons.
Team coal. Team coal. That's why. Also, might not be able to leave the state, you know, until some charges clear up. Yeah, by the way, also going, Michigan is staying for sure. Michigan is 100% staying, and they'll be real like about it, right?
They will never stop letting you know that they stayed.
Michigan will be like, we're actually starting a new rival league, and players have to pay to participate. That's how honest it is.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan State responds by leaving.
Be like, yeah. Michigan, you invented intramurals. What are you so proud of right now?
Yeah. Wisconsin's not going because they're like, they don't drink. Don't drink over there.
Also, it's hot.
Mm-hmm. It's hot over there, and they don't drink.
It's so hot.
Where am I going to get my kegs? Also, I just got like three deer in the fridge in the garage. I got to go through those, you know. They'll go bad if I leave for too long. So, got to work through those chops.
Can I bring my deer?
Yeah, can I bring my venison? No. All right. I bagged an elk out in Montana with my uncle and it's real tasty. Sorry. You guys are going to have to do this on your own. We'll just whoop up on Michigan for you guys. That's right.
UCLA will do it.
Sight unseen, just gone.
Yeah. UCLA will be like, we need anything, any good press, or bad press, or press at all. Doesn't matter.
It's just so people can remember us. Yeah. Central Arkansas is down, as established during the plague season. Central Arkansas is down to play anyone, anywhere.
Purdue, their only hope being a space victory in this game, is definitely going to do it because they need the money to send the football team to Alpha Centauri and win. Because remember, Purdue's not about winning football games. It's because they're playing a giant game of civilization.
It's about fleeing the earth.
It's forever. About fleeing. It's Purdue football fleeing the earth in this cursed stadium forever.
Who do we most want to like?
Also, they have to beat Ohio State. That's the other thing they have to do. They have to follow Ohio State to the other end of the world and beat them there.
Is there a school you want to like force to attend, like Harvard? Just like make Harvard do it.
Yeah, which school do we? Harvard would be. Yale would be funnier.
Because you weren't Harvard.
Yeah, I would do that. Send Yale football to do it, and additionally,
so they can start scouting their future war crimes.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. They're like, listen, we need money. We need more money for crimes. That's what we need.
It's like, look, we're going to be lobbyists for you in like 6 years anyway. We might as well get to know each other early. It's fine. It's relationship building. It's networking.
It's really networking.
The value of a Yale degree in action.
Just the Bush family locker room, right?
Iowa's not going.
Yeah, no, they're definitely not going.
No.
Yeah. Just because inertia, they're just like, no, seems busy.
Mm-hmm.
No, we do things one way here. One way.
Our goal is to win a Big Ten championship. That's it.
Not a Middle East championship, a Big East championship.
When are they going to do that?
Saudi Arabia's exports, of course, it's dominated by oil stuff, plastics, organics, chemicals, boats. Other chemicals, pearls, aluminum. I'm not seeing corn on this list.
So, yeah, sorry.
How can we trust these folks?
So the other thing this will do that the Golf League has not is it's going to put a lot of representatives and senators into awkward positions where they're like, of course I support LIV football. They're in my district.
I guess that's the other reason Miami is going, because there's a LIV.
Yeah.
It's a club!
Kind of.
Kind of. This club kind of sucks.
Mm-hmm.
This club's a little different. Yeah, they kill people. Actually, that would be the Miami thing. You know, they kill people who disagree with them and actually murder them. And they'd be like, what a Chad move.
So fucking sick.
So the other thing you need is you need structural differences because, like, LIV golf compared to PGA golf, you know, PGA golf has a cut. It's very funny because I texted Spencer this. Phil Mickelson has been on this like, oh, you know, I've taken a lot of time off and really taking care of myself, whatever. Missed the cut by 8 strokes at the US Open. Fuck
yep.
But LIV golf, there's no cut. They're only playing 54 holes instead of 72. Like, it's a guaranteed payout. It's a much, like, so what are the changes you are making in LIV football that are appealing to teams, not just beyond the, like, huge money thing?
My first one?
Yeah.
Remember, LIV Golf plays 54 holes, not 72. Mm-hmm. Only playing three quarters.
Yeah.
Only playing three quarters. Got to win the third quarter. Can't wait till the fourth.
Yeah, that works. I feel like guaranteed bowl games.
So you said that,
teams.
And now Michigan's reconsidering.
Well, hold on.
Yeah, don't be hasty.
Man, you just doubled Todd Grantham's salary right there. It's like three quarters.
Yeah, there's it also only goes to third down. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this could happen. Damn it.
Yeah, and you know who's not going? Alabama. Just kidding. What? Nick Saban's like, no, I will continue my reign of hell.
Oh no, the Alabama thing is to not do it for 5 years, and then then do it, and then immediately dominate the league.
Not do it for 5 years, and then Saban says, "Oh well, I guess if everyone else does his usual public performance, and then goes and mops everyone up." I think the Alabama thing is starting a satellite school. And winning with that satellite school. So you send UAB to win LIV football for you.
Develop talent, yeah, because it wouldn't affect their eligibility. Ooh, yeah, that's how they're going to do it. Eighth-year seniors playing for Alabama.
The other thing I'm confident would happen here, because it's kind of what's happening with the PGA so far, is like the NCAA will make no attempt to address any concerns that are propped up, real or otherwise. They'll just be like, well, I think this is just proof that we're doing things the rightest way compared to the Saudis, don't you think?
We have formed a tentative inaugural committee to begin exploring whether we should launch an exploratory referendum project to commence TBD.
I think I got something that wraps this all up, by the way, if we just want to do it. Alabama doesn't. This sparks UAB and Auburn to leave. They go play over there. Paul Bryant's plan comes together. He shutters UAB and Auburn while they're out of town. Thus, Alabama finally unites the kingdom, the Yellowhammer Kingdom. Becomes the only school in there. We'll also get USA in there just in case. We'll just get South Alabama, maybe Troy too, right? Just send the whole state there. And they'll be like, Alabama, that's so nice of you. You let us go. When they're gone, they're like, take their keys. Change the locks. These are all University of Alabama satellite schools. One ring to rule them all. National titles forever. So just see the plan here, okay? I'm going to wrap it all up in one bow here, okay? Paul Bryant III. Dog tracks, the UN, the Saudis, okay, Texas A&M football, Hormel Foods,
Mount Ararat,
Noah's Ark, and my wife's boyfriend, Steve, again.
There we go.
There's one reason Texas A&M wouldn't leave.
Mm.
If 50 schools jump ship, that makes it easier to claim a national championship. Whatever's left over.
8-5!
Not even 8-5. It'd be like 7-3-2. Be like,
we're going back to time.
We're going back to 1910s records. One team's 5-0-1. One team is 11-6.
We beat two high schools and a veterinary college.
We beat a dentist convention and a YMCA
and the Utah Jazz.
Listen, if it had been about burpees, that CrossFit gym would have won. But I'm sorry, boys. This is football. We play sports, not exercise.